on every word, then thanks from the mouth of God.
According to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapets of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your feet against a stone." Jesus answered, "Again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world in their magnificence. And he said to him, "And these I shall give to you if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this, Jesus said to him, "Get away, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The Gospel of the Lord. I think the temptation for Jesus this time is not very heavy, very light. Simple thing Jesus could do. So simple. Change the stone into bread. Just 1 minute. No problem. The temptation is go to the simple way. We are also many times tempted not to do the according schedule, simple way, superficial way, isn't it? At times we are tempted not to do all things in a perfect way, in our own way, fastest way. Today we people like eat fast food. That means we like to do fast work. Simple and finish. This temptation, I think we have to meditate. I'm not saying that you do things in a simple way, but at times, me too, it takes time. For example, Jesus asked me to do something very important in my life, and I share sometimes already, I think. I'm not a person of prayer. I like to do work for Jesus, work hard for Jesus. I've been priest for
38 years. For the last eight years before that, I seldom pray hard, except in a retreat time. I seldom stay in the chapel more than half an hour before the Blessed Sacrament. I seldom. 15 minutes is most. I'm not of that character to stay quiet. I'll try to work hard for Jesus. You know what Jesus is teaching me? It's the year 2003. In one of the messages to a person who has a stigmata, that means wounds in her hand. She's a nurse, still living. She's American, but study in Canada. I met her in Canada. As a nurse, since she was a Jew, so she never knew about Christianity. And she was an orphan also by that time. But when she worked in Canada, she met the Catholic Church. And after the RCIA classes, she was baptized. But in her heart, she felt something missing. Not strong enough to know Jesus, this Jesus on the cross. So she was praying hard that she can know this Jesus as a person, that she can be in touch with this person on the cross. She prayed hard. And Jesus listened to him. But also the devil also heard about this. So before she got the grace of stigmata, she was tempted by the devil very many times, hurt him physically. In a work, in a sleep, hurt him very much. Many broken stones, broken bones. That's how she asked the parish priest of the past of the church there how she can sleep at night because the bed is moving all the time by the devil. Temptation. Serious temptation. Jesus, simple, make bread from the stones that he had to suffer. Then the pastors, the parish priests, invite her at night to stay in the church to rest, because that is the Blessed Sacrament. It's true. The devil dare not enter into the church because the presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament is strong. But then she does not step in the church. She pray also. She tried to pray hard. She suffered because, you know, all these physical harm done by the devil towards her. And Jesus began to appear to her and imagine her to share part of his suffering after stigmata. So by that time, every year during Lent, she began to suffer. And especially on Good Friday, she got blood out from the wounds. By the time I met her in 2002, in the beginning of 2002, unfortunately, by that year, every first Friday, she had this stigmata being of the blood. So we know it, about we knew about it, so I went with the parishioners to visit her almost on all the good first Friday. And in one occasion, she invited me to write a note to Jesus, because at times, at night, Jesus appeared to her. So I wrote a small note to her. In the year 2003, March, Jesus appeared to her in an afternoon, around 3 o'clock. Jesus told her, "Now share this message towards my dear priest." my son, priest of good faith. Tell her, tell him, that ask him to stay before the Blessed Sacrament 1 hour per day. And I will look after his parish. By that time I was in Toronto. And that parish is considered one of the biggest Chinese church in diaspora, because every Sunday more than 4,000 people come into the church. So it's considered quite big overseas. I asked one of the graces is that the parish be a family. Jesus said, yes, but you do your part. I will look after the parish. That's how I started to have a daily adoration. Go 1 hour. I never did it. When I heard this, the news, I have to stay 1 hour. Even 1 minute is too much for me, because I'm not used to stay still. I'm a moving person. That's what Jesus is putting me on the chair, on a hot chair. You see, it takes time. Many times you see me pray, in less than a minute, I finish. And then you're tired. Okay, you excuse yourself because you're too tired. Of course, you cannot hold the whole rosary. It's fallen down after 5 Hail Mary already. You lost your, you don't know where to. Next morning you get up and then you find your rosary at the back of your bag. It happens so many times. We see many times we do want to do things in a good way, in a better way, and never succeed. Why? You have no heart. We have no heart. Well, you have no time table. You know, Jesus put me 1 hour per day. Then I have to put the time. Because, you know, in Toronto, of course, more space. But still, it's not my character to stay silently, still before the Blessed Sacrament. It's a hot chair. It's very difficult. And Jesus just asked me to do a simple thing. And I think Jesus asked you, all of you, not asked you every day, come to church for 1 hour. Bernice, you said you want to be close to Jesus. Do you spare time? How much time? When? And how? Did you? Do you have time? Surely you have. Just next one telephone call. you save another half an hour or more. Less thinking of other person, just to Jesus. You save much time. That is how. If Jesus invites me to do so, you too. You are no next. I'm the first. I'm not saying that you are the second. I'm not saying that you have to follow me. We have to follow Jesus. You know, in the Blessed Sacrament, especially today, it's a life experience of the secret heart of Jesus. Is living secret of Jesus on earth. Even you don't have the chance to come to church for the Blessed Sacrament. At least you have to find time in your own room for your prayer. You can have a small corner of prayer. Prayer corner. Put on the Bible before you. You don't have to read all. To stay with the Bible is a sign that you're close to the Word of God. Read one or two phrases, finish. You let Jesus' words come into your heart. Let Him be with you. I cannot say you have 1 hour per day. You might not have this opportunity. At least 15 minutes, 30 minutes. You calculate how much time you lost in doing other stupid things. Of course, not stupid, but at times it's stupid. I'm not saying that your job is stupid, huh? But I say at times you spend for your own time, stupid. Can you say that? Yes or no?
Yes.
You're not stupid. Because you know that you are stupid, then you're not stupid. We have to be you have to have kind of timetable. Set it. If Jesus tell me this, Jesus surely he will tell you the same thing. Can you stay with me? With the disciples, huh? Can you stay with me? Well, he said for an hour, but can you stay with me for some time? If you can, I'm sure all the graces are coming to you. I tell you, my conversion comes from this daily adoration. I'm not saying that before I'm very bad, but of course not good. Even now it's not good. But with the presence of Jesus in your heart, consciously living with Jesus, it helps you. I'm not saying we are changing all suddenly. No way. But you, if you have the presence of Jesus consciously, through his words, through your adoration, all the graces will come. I don't know how. You change without knowing that you're changed. That's interesting. I'm not saying I have changed much. But surely, I'm the way I'm thinking, the way I'm doing, is different from 10 years ago. Then I thank Jesus. He changed me. I don't know how. But I'm changed. In the past, I like watching television very much. You may say, oh, no, you please should go to bed early. Yeah, I know. But also something sitting before the television screen, and then I step there, but you know, it's not good. But it's how. My life was there. I did my best to serve the people. But by that time, there's a wrong concept. Since I've used so much time for people, at least this time for myself. But that self means to look at the stupid things. All the newspapers, that are film stars, gossips, newspaper. Today, I cut it off. Even the newspaper about, you know, the stars and the singers. Before, I say, I should know, because people know, I should know. But today, or for 10 years, I didn't know anybody. I could survive. It's not important. So please, I did not dare to say you follow me, but follow Jesus. He invites you. He loves you immensely. Jesus loved me in a way because I'm a wanderer by that time. He knows I'm searching for him, but I have no strength. But if you ask, if you're humble enough, you got the strength. So pray for that. Ask for that disgrace. And start today, right now, this moment. Be another person with Jesus. Right? Hold to Jesus, hold to his hand. He is waiting for you. Please, listen. He is waiting for you. Waiting. In one of the messages that Jesus telling many people that he's very lonely in the Blessed Sacrament. Nobody stay close to him today. Even I said many times, even Jesus shared with Sister Faustina, many people receive him in the Blessed Sacrament, take him as nothing. As if you have nobody in you. Just a custom to come out and take something. Not him. That's the point. We lose the sense of his presence very, very much. You tell ourselves, yeah, I'm very fervent, I go to a church every Sunday and I receive the prayer and sacrament. And then what? What's your mind? Where is your mind? Where is your heart? If your heart is not with Jesus, and your mind is thinking the way of Jesus with the gospel, the words in the gospel, what else? What can you prove? Are you close to Jesus? So let us. Let's think about it. And work about it. And try to close to Jesus as much as you can. You pray for one another. Promise them.